Good afternoon. Adrian was able to get some work, so that was a positive for us. He moved around very well, so looking forward to having him out there on Sunday. We held Antoine out. We did some things on the side with him, and we think he's going to be fine when game time rolls around. Brian Robson has improved. We still want to check out some things. We'll go back inside, and we'll make a decision between now and Sunday, but he's much improved. But we just got to go through some things when we get back inside. Marvin Mitchell was absent today as well. He had an illness, so we kept him at home, so he didn't participate. Everybody else should be raring to go. Guys have practiced well this week. Looking forward to getting in front of our fans at Mall of America Field. Hope that place is noisy. It can be disruptive to their offense, I'm hoping. And should be a great atmosphere for our team, and we're really looking forward to it for a lot of reasons. Big challenge for our football team, but we're looking forward to it.
Is Robinson going to be listed as questionable?
Yes, we're going to list him as he and Antoine Bowe. Yeah.
Everyone else is probable?
Yes. Yep.
What do you need to see out of Brian tomorrow to be certain that he can play?
I really want to get inside and just talk with him a little bit and just see how he felt. We put him through some more things today. I had Brendan Dale, our D-line coach, to take him through a little bit more. So I want to see when I go back inside how he feels and just talk to him some. And then we'll come back tomorrow and see how sore he is or lack of soreness and make a decision.
Really kind of more up to him.
I want to hear what he has to say. Yeah.
Do you have a feel for what you'll do with Antoine's hand to keep it protected? And
yeah, we're going to wrap it, and they're going to have a protective padding over it. So that's going to help him. But he showed me today that he can grip with it, feel like he'll be able to tackle, do what he has to do. So
has there been anything as the week's gone on that's made you less optimistic about Antoine for Sunday?
No. No, I think he'll make it. Just being cautious today, but I think he'll be ready.
So the veterans have all talked about the message they sort of gave after the loss in Green Bay about opportunities to get in the playoffs don't come around as often as you think. How did that message sort of get through to the younger guys as they process the stretch?
I think it obviously resonated with our players. I mean, Jarrett talked with him. I've told you guys this before. Jarrett talked with him, and Ziggy came in and talked to him, and for the young guys who have never been in this situation, we got a bunch of first and second year guys playing for our team. I guess just to hear veteran players talk about their experience and how guys can play an entire career and never get this close to the playoffs. You hear that from guys who have achieved a lot in this league, like a Jared or an Antoine or a Kevin or an Adrian, and it has to resonate to some degree. And it obviously has with our guys.
Is there a difference on Sunday just with that atmosphere that you're expecting? And obviously fans from Wisconsin may come in. Is there something that you look for to know that the younger guys can handle that moment?
I think, we've been through quite a few things this year, being in particular in this month of December, where you feel like your back is against the wall. So you would think playing at home with the energy that we thrive off of from our fans should really be a positive. I don't have any reservations about, will our team or our young guys be able to handle the atmosphere or the situation? There's a comfort level in playing at home in front of our fans, and I think we'll feed off of that energy. Just a matter of, we're a good enough team to get it done.
Any concern that you might have to limit the number of carries with Adrian like you did at the end of the Houston game just because of the ab?
We know a little bit more when we go through some of the pregame and talking with him after practice or briefly there. He feels pretty good, feels better than he did Friday this time. So I don't think we have to go into it thinking about limiting his carries or anything like that. I think we go full speed ahead. That's what he wants. That's what our doctors are telling me. He's ready to go. So, all right. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.